Hey everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here, and as we find out more and more about these deadly injections, as this out of the expose says, Moderna threatens to expand use of its dangerous mRNA injections to all sorts of diseases. Yes, we've already indeed reported on the attempt to push flu injections with mRNA in them. Of course, they are just trying to go for broke, get anyone that wasn't hit by the previous fear-mongering nonsense hoax, and inject them with the same DNA-altering, destructive mRNA technology that everyone else was getting. Now, this happens at the same time as we're seeing it put in the food supply. I've reported on this previously. This out of Natural News, it says pork producers have been using mRNA-based gene therapy on animals since 2018. You know, I've just never been a big fan of pork, so luckily I've kind of avoided pork at every turn. But with that said, it's one of the most popular meats worldwide outside of the Middle East and, you know, places like that, obviously. This out of the expose, swines in the USA have been secretly vaccinated with mRNA injections for years. Now they're coming for the cattle. And we have a lot to break down in this video today because this isn't new and they're already putting it in the food supply. There's evidence that there is already mRNA technology being found in meat at grocery stores, in salmon and stuff like that. And I mean, We've seen recent studies, which we've gone into in the past, showing that, you know, when they study things like, the unvaccinated these days, study the unvaccinated's blood versus the vaccinated blood, we're starting to see a little change in the tide. It's actually, we're seeing a lot more of the strange blood clots that we're only seeing in the injected for a couple years start to pop up in the non-injected, which begs the question, how? Why? Well, Greg Reese has recently reported that they've found traces of mRNA in steaks and stuff like that at grocery stores. So we are already facing this down as we speak, my friends. So in this video today, we're going to go into this new exposure of mRNA to the unvaccinated public, what people can do about it, why. Well, we should be concerned. Obviously, there are proactive actions we could take. And of course, at the end of the day, they want us to eat the bugs and drink the sewage. So on top of killing us, they want to scare people out of eating meat and into eating bugs, which will be the only alternative, they'll say, that doesn't have mRNA in it. You know, this is really crazy. We are in clown world, my friends. But we're going to get into this and much more today. But before we do, I urge you to check those links below. Check out rncstore.com. Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. Again, in the face of all these cancer-causing agents in our food, drinking water, sprayed in the sky, etc., it's never been more important to get on this today. Also, check out heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get free shipping on much of these products. Again, even if you don't qualify, I still urge you to use code WAM. We are facing down one of the biggest food emergencies in history, and not being prepared is to essentially give yourself up to the Great Reset. Experts say you need at least 3 months of storable food in order to survive a supply chain crisis. We now have fully organic kits available. Everything on the site is non-GMO, but we also have organic kits now, which are really hard to get in the storable food space. Remember, they want you eating mRNA food out of ration lines through FEMA, which we're seeing right now, my friends. They're taking down McDonald's even. Like, McDonald's is closing all their American offices. Why? Because people can't even afford to eat there anymore, which tells you something very important here. When people can't afford to eat at McDonald's, that means that we're going to see things step one more step down from McDonald's. Now, what's worse than McDonald's? Well, it's pretty clear. What's worse than McDonald's is the government's food, FEMA's food, the mRNA that they want to not just inject in us, but force us to eat. And we must resist at all costs. Now, let's get into this. So we've had a lot of information coming out lately regarding mRNA in the food supply. And while we've seen organic farm organizations say, we're not doing this, we don't know anyone that's doing this, We know that major industries are already on board with this. And we're going to get into that and more today. This out of the expose, as I mentioned, swines in the USA have been secretly vaccinated with mRNA injections for years now. They're coming for the cattle. And this was backed up by attorney Tom Renz, which is on InfoWars. We've confirmed this mRNA stuff is in the food supply. And in this article in InfoWars, in fact, we see a bunch of interviews. We also see one of our recent videos posted at the bottom, so we appreciate that. If you haven't seen us on band.video yet, it's a good place to go. But there is full confirmation that this is happening. So, as this article says out of the expose, it says, just a few years ago, the idea that our food supply might be used for gene therapy to further a transhumanist agenda would have sounded crazy. Well, we talked about it years ago. We were called crazy. But I understand why people thought it was crazy then. Like, we're talking before the COVID plandemic. It continues here. It says, yet today, globalists openly admit that is their intent. Has Big AG already kickstarted the plan by injecting pigs and cows with mRNA gene therapy? Well, we've seen that in Washington State earlier last year, and I think 2 in 10 cows died pretty much instantly after. It says pork producers have been using customizable mRNA-based vaccines on their herds since 2018 without telling the public. All customized mRNA vaccines are untested. Only the mRNA platform itself has been approved. According to the American National Cattlemen's Beef Association, there are no current mRNA vaccines licensed for use in beef cattle in the United States. However, a lobbyist for the association claims to have double vaccinated his own herd with an mRNA vaccine against bovine respiratory disease. We've seen actually a lot of video coming out on places like Twitter of farmers injecting their cows and putting the swab up their nose with mRNA on it, and they openly are saying, yeah, we're doing that. So why does the American National Cattlemen's Beef Association claim that they're not doing that? Well, I'd say it's pretty obvious that there's a cover-up happening. It kind of goes without saying, doesn't it? Now, let's get back into this. It says, Iowa State University began trialing an mRNA vaccine against bovine respiratory virus 1. October 2021. Missouri House Bill 1169 would require the labeling of products that can alter your genes. Big AG lobbyists strongly oppose it. I mean, this is the world we're living in, my friends, where we even have to talk about the potential of opposing, you know, labeling products that can alter your genes. I'm laughing because it's so sad. I'm not laughing because it's actually funny. This is absolutely horrifying, but it's the reality we live in, and we have to face it down. It says, last week I reported that, and this is from Dr. Joseph Mercola, last week I reported that pork producers have been using customizable mRNA-based vaccines on their herd since 2018 without telling the public. This issue really only rose to the surface after attorney Tom Renz started promoting new legislation in Missouri, House Bill 1169, which he helped write. That would require labeling of mRNA products in a first April 2023 tweet. And no, this was not an April Fool's joke. Ren stated, and I quote, breaking news, the lobbyists for the Cattlemen and Pork Association in several states have confirmed they will be using mRNA vaccines in pigs and cows this month. We must support Missouri House Bill 1169. It is literally the only chance we have to prevent this. No one knows the impacts of doing this, but we are all potentially facing the risk of being died suddenly if we don't stop this. Now, I would say that there are other ways, but, you know, because the government isn't the solution to government, and the government is organized crime, and they'll just do it secretly anyway. Like, they put yoga mat chemicals on in Subway bread for years and can't even be called bread. Here's the thing. There are ways to get around this. But I mean, it really brings us back to what brought us here in the first place, which is independence and individualism and growing our own and building our own and raising our own and all that kind of stuff. And no one wants to do that. They think, well, the only way is a government. Why? Why is the only way the government? Well, most people just don't want to have to actually be a farmer. I don't blame them. It's a lot of hard work, but we've been coddled so much that this is why we're going down this path where people think the only solution is to get the government to save us. The government is not the answer, my friends. The government is never the answer, my friends. The answer is humanity, freedom, individualism. That is all synonymous. So, yeah, it's cool to see people pushing back in government, but, I mean, why do we have to assume that that's the only way to deal with this? It's not. But, you know, right now I'm helping Tim Pachote here in Arizona raise a whole bunch of chickens. And, you know, we have seeds and we have storable foods and we have all this stuff that will keep us fed for life, or at least through all of the insanity of the Great Reset. But people keep looking at government as a solution. It's really frustrating. It's problem, reaction, solution, repeat, the Hegelian dialectic. But with that said, I will continue here. This is a very important situation. It says, within days, alternative media was abuzz with this story, and Ren started making the rounds sharing evidence that shows that U.S. government has been working on the integration of vaccines into food for at least 2 decades. In a second April 2023 interview with Naomi Wolf, PhD, Ren said, Bill Gates, the WHO, a ton of these universities, they're all talking about including mRNA vaccinations as part of the food. They're going to modify the genes of these foods to make them mRNA vaccines. Now, my friends, I have been talking about this for a very long time. I've been showing this out of University of California since 2021, Grow and Eat Your Own Vaccines, it's called, where they're talking about putting vaccines in fruits and vegetables, growing the vaccines in fruits and vegetables so that people are injected, essentially, by eating the food. Very messed up. And, of course, you know, despite this evidence, and the University of Mexico is also doing this, and despite Bill Gates saying that he's doing this, we have like the AFP fact check, which is always wrong, saying mRNA vaccine cannot transfer through meat consumption. Yeah, first of all, it can. Remember, they went and tried to tell us that these injections originally in 2021 had to be in minus 79 Fahrenheit at all times in these little capsules. And how did they mass produce billions of these capsules but they couldn't keep the actual supply chain going? Well, it's because it's a controlled collapse. But anyway, that's just further evidence of something else. But then they suddenly said, well, actually, we don't need it in minus 79 anymore. We can have it at like room temperature. Like, how does the science change that fast? Well, because the science is whatever Dr. Fauci says. Remember, he says, I am the science. You question me, you question the science. What a piece of, just a piece of garbage. But look, they also said that safe and effective, the fact checkers. They also said there's no evidence of any side effects. They said that it'll stop you from getting and spreading COVID. And then they said, well, actually, it doesn't stop you from getting and spreading COVID, but it stops you from, like, you know, dying as fast. And then they're like, oh, well, actually, more people are dying from this than the unjabbed. So then they're like, well, you know what? It's just to save grandma, but we don't have any information to back that up. The fact checkers are absolutely fraudulent. I mean, they are wrong all the time. We have been vindicated so bloody much in the past few years. I wish we weren't. I'd rather be a crazy guy on a street corner screaming at traffic. But the reality is here we are. And they're going to say mRNA vaccines cannot transfer through meat consumption. Watch that get whittled down into some other answer eventually, and it will be. Because there's an abundance of evidence of people who are eating mRNA meat having similar blood clots to the people that are, you know, injected. And with graphene oxide and stuff like that, you can't burn that off. You can't burn off graphene oxide. It's absurd. It's absurd. So when we see the fact checker start saying this stuff, we know it is the opposite. But here they have them actually at the University of California talking about growing vaccines, and it's interesting that they say that, and then the fact checkers are like, there's a bunch of false you know, Facebook posts, etc., talking about vaccines and meat and plants. There is no such thing, blah, blah, blah. Well, there is. There is. There's currently a situation developing here, and we'll get further into the evidence here. It says, out of, like, continuing in this Mercola article, it says, industry doesn't want you to know what they're doing. The pushback by big AG lobbyists against this bill to require industry transparency on this important issue has been enormous. And one potential reason for that is because they'd have to admit that all sorts of foods may have been vaccinated with mRNA vaccines, have genetic modifications, or be modified to serve as vaccinations for humans. Not only might this destroy Big AG, but it would also seriously impact any surreptitious attempts by Big Pharma to use the food supply as a tool to distribute vaccines unbeknownst to consumers. In short, Renz suspects the globalist transhumanist agenda is being secretly pushed forward using gene therapy in food production. I can't help but wonder whether the industry simply doesn't understand how mRNA gene therapy in livestock might affect consumers, or whether they want to conceal the fact that they're using gene therapy because they do know it can also affect humans. Globalists like the World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab have openly admitted that they intend to alter humanity both on the genetic level and through the incorporation of artificial intelligence and nanotechnology on the human body. And using COVID as a cover, they managed to turn the entire world population into test subjects for this dangerous experiment. As noted by Renz in the Real America's Voice interview above, we know for a fact that the mRNA COVID injections have no beneficial impact in terms of preventing COVID infection. Well, again, I always remind people, SARS-CoV-2 has never been isolated from a single human being ever. It's only been cultured in via monkey kidney cells and compared to a computer simulation. So it's fraudulent. It's a hoax. No tests test for it. The PCR tests do not test for it. And this notion that, you know, somehow you're going to use a polymerase test to find a specific illness, it's totally absurd, my friends. Totally absurd. It's an absolute hoax. I always hear people go, well, I got COVID. Well, no, you just want to be in the movie. You never got COVID. Show evidence. Show evidence. Well, show evidence, or you know, put up or shut up is what I always say. I couldn't taste things. Yeah, that's a side effect of ingesting too much heavy metals. One of the top side effects of that is loss of taste and smell. And they were spraying the skies, according to the United Nations, over Spain and probably a lot of other countries too, in order to combat COVID, they said, by spraying the skies with heavy metals back in March, April, and May of 2020. Now, there's no evidence that they stopped doing that anytime soon, and they've been doing it for years, but I mean, like on a higher level, and then people couldn't taste or smell anything. It's the same thing as if you ever had vitamins and you took too much zinc, you'll know what I mean too. You lose your taste and smell, you feel horrible. That is what happens. So again, I always say, put up or shut up. You know, that's the way it goes. People can use conjecture all they want, but we need to actually have evidence. Anyway, it says mRNA vaccines in livestock are untested. If the mRNA COVID injections don't prevent infection, why would we assume mRNA injections for viral and bacterial infections in swine work any better? One of the most disturbing aspects of using mRNA vaccines in swine is the fact that all of them are, by definition, untested. As explained by Merck on its website, its custom swine vaccine, Sequivity, is not a vaccine, but rather a platform that allows for the endless customization of mRNA vaccines. The customized mRNA injections that are created using are completely untested. Here is how it works. One, a pathogen is collected and sent to a diagnostic lab. Two, the gene of interest is sequenced and sent electronically to Sequivity analysis or analysts. Three, a synthetic version of the gene of interest is synthesized and inserted into the RNA production platform. Four, the RNA particles released from the incubated production cells are harvested and formulated into a customizable vaccine. As noted by Zoetis, the largest producer of veterinary drugs and vaccines, Sequivity has safety and efficacy studies based on the platform with a historical initial isolate, not likely the isolate that customers would be requesting in their product. What was the initial isolate? Will mRNA against a bacterial disease affect the animal in the same way that mRNA against a viral infection does? What genes of interest are being chosen? If spike proteins are selected, might they be as pathogenic as the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein? In CFAO environments with high populations of animals, won't mutations become rampant as bacteria and viruses are subjected to constant customized vaccination pressure to adapt and become more dangerous? These are just some of the questions they need answers. It says at the end of the day, The fact that mRNA injections can be endlessly customized without safety testing shows just how broken the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Food and Drug Administration are. There's simply no way that they can guarantee that customized mRNA shots are safe. The fact that the platform itself works and allows for customization does not prove the safety and effectiveness of the injections being cooked up. Approval of the platform also does not prove the food is safe for consumption after it's being treated with mRNA. And they've already, and he's mentioning after the fact that cow's milk has been used to immunize mice. Well, that we've went into that recently. They've shown that they gave cows mRNA and they were able to, quote unquote, vaccinate mice utilizing their milk. Tainted milk. Complete nonsense. There's no vaccination there. You are simply injecting it with an autoimmune disorder. And if we look at the mouse studies for the SARS-CoV-2 injections, we know that the vast majority of them died. We also know that the vast, like basically every pregnant mouse had a miscarriage of some kind. Then when they moved on to the humans, the same thing happened. So, I mean, when I hear this stuff, I just shake my head. It's so absurd. Immunizing mice with milk that's tainted with mRNA via injecting cows? Do people actually buy this? Well, unfortunately, some do. And you know what? We're going to have a lot of people saying, well, we need the mRNA in the food supply or else we're hurting people. We're killing people. There's still a lot of people in that cult. When different industries or businesses inevitably in the future say, we don't want to put mRNA in our food and reject it, they'll be boycotted, canceled, called crazy and conspiracy theorists and all that kind of stuff. It's the same thing we saw with everything else. And remember, it'll be in the face of a supply chain crisis because they're purposely destroying the supply chain so that we have to depend on ration food from the government, which will be injected with mRNA, infused with mRNA. And so under that pretense, under some emergency order, any company that doesn't want to do it, they'll be called insane, crazy conspiracy theorists that are killing people, and they're the reason why the supply chain is lacking, and it blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, most major food industries that aren't completely industrial want to make money and want to grow their business and not just say, give up everything for some woke green agenda. Carbon credits, all that kind of stuff. They don't like destroying their own supply so that they can't, you know, it doesn't end up on the store shelves. Most businesses, if you ask for a reasonable business model, they will say, destroying the supply chain so that no one buys our food seems like a bad idea. And as I said earlier, McDonald's is shutting down all their American offices, which means that people can't afford that anymore. So we're one step away from that supply chain crunch where people end up in bread lines for mRNA food from FEMA. And they've been planning for this for a long time. That's why they're destroying trains and destroying the oil industry so there's an oil shortage while cutting production of oil on top of that and bringing in sanctions that the U.S. is losing on while destroying the Nord Stream pipeline, while bringing in climate restrictions, while destroying the supply chain so that things, you know, with the diesel shortage, we don't see as much food getting to the shelf at the same pace. And there is a gas crisis right now, and a lot of people are talking about it. 5 out of 6 gas stations near me right now in Arizona have had no gas for like weeks at a time, or they will have it for like a day, which means what? Some guys, they're having it filled up like one day, just enough for one day supply. What's going on? No one's talking about that. This is all part of the agenda. They want us eating the bugs, drinking the sewage, and of course being poisoned with mRNA and desperate for food. And if we're desperate for food, the sustenance of life will beg the state for help. That is what they're working on. And when we beg the state for help, they want to give us poison food. And if we want to eat meat, we're going to have to eat mRNA and all that kind of stuff. And we must reject it. And it's not going to be completely across the board. There's going to be a lot of places that aren't going to have mRNA in their meat. But we're going to have to aim for like the grass-fed, you know, organic stuff and probably buy straight from the farms. And this isn't to scare people. It's just we need to know about this because I don't want a whole bunch of you out there ending up with, you know, some kind of cancer or like myocarditis or something like that when we're seeing this stuff obviously put into the food supply. It's a lot of lives at risk. It's a lot of people who never got the injection that are so-called pure bloods that are going to end up sick and dying. And that's part of the human sacrifice we're witnessing today. It's all part of the same puzzle. Zero COVID policy in China will become the zero carbon policy worldwide. Carbon credits tied to cashless society, tied to the BRICS World Reserve Currency, tied to Again, the smart meter on your home that tells the government how much gas, electricity, and water you're using on a daily basis. 15-minute cities are the worldwide version of the environmental, you know, aspect of the zero COVID policies. And it all will come out of the guise of the destruction of the economy, this housing market, the supply chain, the energy grid, and then mass die-offs across the board, which will blame on something else and then bring in new restrictions for that. As we see with the World Health Organization treaty, they've already called people that are uninjected disease-causing or disease-carrying agents, and that in an emergency protocol, they can arrest and imprison and force inject those people. And that's under their pandemic treaty. So, I mean, again, this isn't about fear, and I've said this a million times before, but look, if you are in a tribe 500 years ago and a lion is tracking and tracing you, and you go up to the rest of the tribe's people and you say, hey, there's a lion tracking and tracing us, the tribe's people don't respond, well, that's negative, I don't want to hear about that, you're just fear-mongering, blah, 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 blah. No. They're like, oh, that is negative, but what are we going to do about it? Take proactive actions to make this a positive situation and you know, prevail on top of this unfortunate situation. That's human nature. And distracting ourselves and rejecting it is how we get eaten alive by that lion. So, again, as always, my friends, as they destroy the supply chain, as they're trying to poison us with mRNA food, maybe it's a good time to get prepared while this passes, because it will pass. Good overcomes evil eventually, but we're going to see this situation happening for a while and getting worse before it gets better. They're building a Tower of Babel. They're sacrificing us like pawns for the king and the queen, and we need to be prepared for that. And the only way we could really do that is by taking things like this seriously. HeavensHarvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO, heirloom seeds, water filtration storage, books on how to get started. We have fully organic kits available now. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get free shipping on much of these products. And this way, no matter what, when the supply chain goes down, and on top of that, when they're giving us poison food, like beyond the poison food they're already putting into the supply right now, we can survive this win and come out on top of this great reset agenda. It's all part of the same agenda, same with like the fake war with Russia and Ukraine and all that kind of stuff, China and Taiwan. It's all part of the script. Experts say you need at least 3 months of storable food to survive a supply chain crisis. Again, use code WAM, W-A-M. We also have WAMSurvival.com for long-term storable foods as well. You save a bunch of money if you go through us on there. And consider the cancer epidemic that's happening right now. Check out RNCstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. And also, remove yourself from the banking system so you're not desperately clinging on to the cashless society when they dictate everything you can and cannot do with your money and where you can and cannot go. Buy gold and silver physically today. You get a whole bunch of free special reports through that link at KirkElliottPhD.com/wham. And you get to talk with Kirk Elliott himself, author of 11 books. He's been on our show many times. He is a double PhD. And all you have to do is go and sign up on that scheduling list there and put in your email, first name, last name, phone number, etc., and get a call with Kirk Elliott today and work that out, because it's a way that we can survive the Great Reset. We also have the Lion Energy link in the description for solar panels, batteries, etc. And we have a ClearPhone link for the decentralized smartphone that doesn't gather intelligence on you, doesn't track and trace you. You hold your own private keys. It's de-Googled. You can use Linux on it. And, of course, it is faster than the average Android. And This phone is really cool. It has full national coverage. They have a whole bunch of other supplies on that site. It's all freedom-oriented. So go and check that out if you haven't already. That's ClearPhone. Anyway, whole bunch of options, whole bunch of solutions. It's all about solutions to us here at World Alternative Media. We appreciate everyone watching today. If you want to help support us, we have gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a PayPal address. We don't have a PayPal address. We shut that down. I always forget about that. We have a Bitcoin address, though, and we have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please. We are completely viewer-funded, so anything you can do to help keep us alive, we truly, truly appreciate it, my friends. And, of course, we have a Teespring store in the description. We have an Epic FundMe campaign. We can donate an Epic Cash, Privacy Coin based on the Mimblewimble protocol. We have a Rockfin channel, World Alternative Media, and we have a newsletter, www.imband.com. Takes 2 seconds to sign up with. We're on Telegram at World Alternative Media. Telegram channel, World Alternative Media Announcements. We are on Bandoff Video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. And we're on the bad guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms, Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, etc. So go give us a follow and a like and a good rating on there if you have not yet already. As always, hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. Hit, you know, we have so many options below, but always, one of my most, the most important messages I could deliver to anyone on a daily basis here at World Alternative Media is, of course, live freely, live by example, and until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.